Joel's blue chalk vibrated between his fingers as he dragged it across the black ground. He drew without looking up. He was surrounded by opponents. That was all he needed to know. Keening would do him no good. He needed defense. A powerfully strong defense before he could move on to any kind of attack. He scratched out a kind of half-person, half-lizard, then attached it to a bind point before moving on.
Wait, Melody said. You call that a chalkling?
Well, is that a walking carrot?
It's a lizard man, Joel said, drawing on the other side, fixing a circle that had been blown through.
Yeah, whatever. Look, leave the chalklings to me, all right? Just draw X marks where you want them, and I'll make them to fit the situation.
You aren't going to draw unicorns, are you? Joel asked, turning, his back to her as he drew.
What's wrong with unicorns? She demanded from behind him,
her chalk sounding as it scraped the ground.
They're a noble and incredibly girly animal,
Joel said. I've got my masculine reputation to think of.
Oh, hush you, she said. You'll deal with unicorns, maybe some flower people and a Pegasus or two, and you'll like it. Otherwise, you can just go draw your own circle, thank you very much.
Joel smiled, growing less nervous. The lines felt natural to draw. He'd practiced so much, first with his father, then alone in his rooms, finally with Professor Fitch. Putting the lines where he did just felt right. The waves of chalklings came first, a surprising number of them. He glanced up to see that Nalazar's students, with their advanced training in dueling, had already eliminated some opponents. Drawing so quickly and offensively had given them an advantage in the first part of the melee. It would hurt them as time wore on. Joel and Melody, along with three or four other unlucky students, were in the direct center of the floor, surrounded by Nalazar's team, who formed a ring. Obviously, their plan would be to eliminate those in the direct center, then fight those at the perimeters.
What's your plan for these students, Nalazar? Joel wondered. What lies are you teaching them?
Joel gritted his teeth. The positioning was great for Nalazar's students, but terrible for Joel and Melody. He and she were surrounded by a ring of enemies. Large waves of chalklings swarmed Joel and Melody. By now, however, Melody had gotten up a good dozen of her unicorns. That was one of the great things about an Easton defense. A large circle with 9 bind points, each with a smaller circle bound to it. Each of those smaller circles could theoretically hold up to 5 bound chalklings. With Melody on the team, that was a distinct advantage. Her little unicorns frolicked in what Joel thought was a very undignified manner, but they did it even as they ripped apart enemy trolls, dragons, knights, and blobs. The Nalazar chalklings didn't have a chance. As their broken corpses piled up, Melody added a couple more unicorns to her defense.
Hey, she said, this is actually kind of fun.
Joel could see the sweat in her brow, and his knees hurt from the kneeling, but he couldn't help but agree with her. Lines of vigor soon began to hit their defenses, blowing chunks off Melody's unicorns, which made her quite perturbed, and knocking holes in the outer circles. Nalazar's students had realized that they would have to beat their way through. Fortunately, Joel had built their defense well anchored with lines of forbiddance. Too many, maybe. Melody kept running into them and cursing. He needed to do something. Nalazar's students would eventually break through.
You ready to show off? Joel asked. You need to ask?
Joel drew the new line, the one that was a cross between a line of vigor and a line of forbiddance. They were calling it a line of revocation, and he'd spent hours practicing it already. It was more powerful than a line of vigor, but not really that much. However, it would probably have a big impact on morale. Melody traced his line, and hers shot across the floor, conveniently dusting away Joel's original as it moved. He'd aimed it at a student who hadn't anchored his circle properly and wasn't disappointed. Joel's line of revocation blasted against the unfortunate student's circle, shaking it free and knocking it a few feet out of alignment. That counted as a disqualification. The student was, after all, now outside of his circle. A referee approached and sent the boy away.
One down, Joel said, and continued to draw.